We are looking at the names of God in these daily devotionals. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. If you enjoy these or you think they'll be of help to someone, please pass them along or have them sign up for these daily devos. Isaiah 6, 1 through 3 is our passage today. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah writes, "I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The Lord of hosts is a name that highlights God's rule over every force in the physical and spiritual world. The prophet Isaiah melted in the presence of the Lord of hosts, who filled the temple with his glory. In Hebrew, the name Lord of hosts carries the name Lord of armies. Martin Luther captures this powerful name in the great hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." The second verse goes like this: "Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man, capital M, on our side, the man of God's own choosing." Does ask who that may be? Christ Jesus. It is he, Lord Sabaoth, his name. From age to age the same, and he must win the battle. The Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts, he must win the battle. Long before Martin Luther, a young shepherd boy named David understood that only God could win the battle. With just a sling and five stones, David stood before a 10-foot giant who was dressed in his fighting armor. And David stared the giant down and said, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands." You know the rest of the story. David planted one of those stones right in the middle of Goliath's forehead because the Lord of hosts was with him. You in a battle today? Call upon the Lord of hosts. Father, the battle I face today is fierce. The battle I face today is stronger than I am. So I cry out to you. You're the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies. You rule over every power in the world. Your glory fills the earth. Fill me today with your strength and power, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.